Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
So for the first time today, we'll cross live to the River Cam then and speak to our commentary team ahead of the first race of the day. Men's Division 4, starting off with Mike Brooks. Hello.
Hello. Very good afternoon to you now from the towpath of the River Cam. This is the final outing of Lent Bump 2013. And I have to say, what an awesome competition it has been so far. Edge of your seat stuff, I've really, really enjoyed it. And I have to say, it's also a landmark for Cam FM in that we've had such a massive participation so far. I'm very much looking forward to continue receiving all your messages of support and fans at Queen's College. Now, so far in this competition, we've had 5 overbumps, no double overbumps this time. We've had a couple of ejections, one during the race and then one as people were rowing home. One chap lost his hat. We've also seen a Pikachu hat and a guy in a Clare boat with a fantastic haircut. We've had over 1,000 photos taken by photographers drawn up on our Facebook page. And we're ready to bring this all to a conclusion today, racing 4 divisions. Looking at the weather, it's overcast, starting off overcast. It's going to start clearing up later on, and you'll have the sun breaking through. And what will happen is the sun will break through later on. Temperatures rise from the current temperature of 3 degrees to about 7 degrees. Wind is pretty much non-existent today. Northerly wind, about 2 miles per hour. Not going to affect the races at all, I don't think. So let's run down this division then. At the top, starting position 1 of men's 4th division is LMBC 3, Fitz at 2, Emmanuel 3, Christ 3, Hugh Paul 2, Hobbiton 2, Corpus 2, Queen's 4, Darwin 2, Selwyn 3, Emmanuel 4, Churchill 3, Clare 3, St. Cat's 3, Maudlin 3, 1st and 3rd's 4, Sydney Sussex 2, and Churchill 4 at the back. Possibly one of the least eventful men's 4th division, it has to be said, with no bumps in this division. No crews on or blades. Churchill is on the screen for back. Should mention that LMBC have unfortunately dropped down into this league, having been at starting the week in F3. Had a pretty miserable week for a college, and now they are being chased by Fitz 2 in the Billy Goats, who are looking reasonably strong. I would say the odds are that they might end up getting spooned, I'm afraid. Crews being pushed out now. Your commentary team is myself at first post corner. Sorry, at first post reach. At first post corner, we have Lucy.
Hi, this is Lucy here at first post corner.
At grassy corner, we're joined by Daniel.
Hi, good afternoon to you.
And then Eleanor's at Dipton corner.
Hello.
And Tim's on the long reach. And they're off. LMBC rowing away at the top. Then there's Fitz. And Emmanuel racing higher than Fitz at the moment on station, though. Looks like Chrysler is not pulling away as fast. And that's Paul really is leaving Homerton in the dust, bringing the distance on Chrysler down to a length now. Homerton rowing well as on station with the Corpus Christi boat that's following them. Queens behind on station, but further back, so it's really exciting now. Darwin are taking north towards the North Bank route, probably pushed out a bit too far. Not rating as fast as through, which is Selwyn. Selwyn are now closing that gap down. Now half a length on Downing, down first post reach. Selwyn rating considerably higher. Darwin taking the bleak course. The distance now down to just quarter of a length. As Selwyn mowed down Darwin on the first post reach. This is probably almost certainly going to be a bump. There's no doubt about it. Overlap now down first post reach. Further back on station, Emmanuel with Churchill, but then Churchill is looking really exciting. Churchill is now being mowed down by the Clare boat, and Clare boat is now half a length. Clare half a length on Churchill as they close them down on first post reach. Clare now bringing it down to quarter of a length. Two likely bumps there. Look further down the river. Darwin still rowing away from Selwyn. They should be coming into sight now. What can you see there, Lucy?
A few of the boats have already passed me here. I'm just having Homerton pass me now, and all of the boats that have come past so far have not been closer than a length of each other. So they may be getting closer once they get round to the next corner, but at the moment their front boats are still evenly spaced.
Yeah, Lucy, I'm down here at grassy corner. Lady Margaret passing me now. They've got a comfortable lead over Fitzwilliam for about 2 boats then. Fitzwilliam passing me now too. They've got a massive lead ahead of Emmanuel. There's got to be at least 5 or 6 boat lengths. And they're being followed relatively closely by Christ, but again, a considerable lead by Emmanuel over Christ, but very close behind Christ, Hughes Hall. It's very close behind Christ, Hughes Hall. We've got some overlap. I would expect this to be a bump very, very shortly. Hughes Hall following Christ very, very, very closely. Overlap about a quarter of a boat's length now. The boats are just passing me now. A massive gap between Hughes Hall and Homerton. There's a massive gap between Hughes Hall and Homerton. I think there's about to be a bump between Christ and Hughes Hall. There's certainly a massive overlap between the two boats right now. I'm not sure if, Lucy, you can see any more what's going on back up top.
Yes, I can actually. Churchill have just pulled over, and I cannot see Claire, but we're seeing St. Catherine's for the next boat, so I assume there's been a bump between Churchill and Claire there as well.
Lucy? Battle of the beer boats at the back. We've got Churchill pursuing Sydney Sussex, desperate to get off the bottom of his men's four division. They managed to closing it down to less than half a length as they go down Flower Reach. But I don't know whether it was the wind or something, or whether they hit an underwater log. They then took a rather oblique course across first post and managed to open that gap back up to three quarters of a length between Churchill M4, who are chasing Sydney Sussex M2. Should be coming into sight now around first post corner. How the boys
are back there. Yes, they are. Mike, I'm here at First Post Corner, and Sydney Sussex M2 and Churchill M4 are just coming into view now. It seems like Sydney Sussex are actually pulling away a little bit. They have about a length on Churchill M4 at the moment, but we still have a lot of the course to go, so we'll see how they go round at the next corner. But yeah, at the moment, Sydney Sussex have taken the corner well and are actually increasing their lead. They've got about a length and a half to 2 lengths now. And that's the last of the race from First Post Corner. So should I hand over maybe to Daniel?
Yes, I'm Daniel,
Classic Corner. I'm Ellen Eric Disson. Queens are having their whistle. We're about to catch Corpus Christi. They're coming around the bend now. I don't think it's quite going to be a bump, but they're closing swiftly. Followed by Darwin, who are not really going to catch anyone. Then Selwyn, then Emmanuel coming up off the off Grassy Corner. But no bump's going to be past me now.
Eleanor, there's been a bump down here at Karate Corner. I can confirm that Hughes Hall have bumped on Christ. That's Hughes Hall bumping on Christ down here at Karate Corner. And the last remaining boats are just passing me now. Any more you can see down there, Eleanor?
Well, no, I've just got Emmanuel 4 coming past me. Emmanuel 4 coming past me, yep. Not really going to be any more bumps at the moment. It's pretty, everyone's spaced out. I'm not sure if you can see anything on Long Reach, Kim.
I can see Lady Margaret's coming down the river next to them. I can't quite see the blaze, being quite short. But yeah, they seem to be about two boat lengths, maybe about length apart. But Lady Margaret are definitely going strong. They've stopped running. And I believe it's Fitz who are coming down the river. But
I'm here. I'm back here at Disson, and first and third are just about to catch. The whistles are going. They're just about to catch Magdalen. There's about to be a bump, and it's so, so close. The Cox is about to concede. They've got a massive overlap. They just can't quite put... Okay, Cox has conceded Magdalen, and first and third have caught Magdalen in front of them. There's a bump there.
Well, at first post, I've just seen Churchill row past looking very dejected, but do we want to hear some more of the race? Maybe, Eleanor, is there anything else still going on?
No, so first and third have just put Magdalen past me. Here comes Sydney Sussex, followed by Churchill M4, and that's bringing up the rear. There doesn't look like there's going to be much of a bump here, and that's it all gone past me now. Kim?
Down here at Long Reach, we've got Lady Margaret, Fitzwilliam, and Emmanuel, who I can see. They've all stopped rowing. Not quite sure why. But we've got Lady Margaret starting to row again. And there's at least three boat lengths between them and Fitz.
To Lucy, back at First Post Corner, just confirmed properly that Claire has bumped Churchill very early on in the race. And they are wearing foliage and look pretty close to themselves. So they're coming back now.
So far we've seen bumps between Hughes Hall M2 on Christ M3, Churchill 3 were caught by Clare 3, Magdalen 3 were caught by 1st and 3rd 4. At the back, those back two managed to keep this Clark. It looks like they're good for rowing. So there's a load in the middle. Homerton down to Selwood. Probably around about the Dixon, the first long reach area. Can you see around Dixon Corner, Homerton, Corpus, Queens, Darwin and Selwood, if so? That's all I know.
Yeah, no, I don't think I can. No.
So Daniel at Grassy Corner, what happened between Darwin and Selwyn? Darwin were being closely pursued by Selwyn around the first post corner. Inside of them.
Yes, I'm Daniel at Grassy Corner, and there certainly was a massive overlap between Darwin and Selwyn, but as the boats passed Grassy Corner, there had been no bump. Really a very tightly fought contest here at Grassy Corner. I can confirm bumps, that Huzor M2 bumped on Christ M3, but as they passed me, Selwyn and Darwin fighting it out very hard, but managed to keep it without there being a bump.
So over to Kim on the long reach now. We're missing the boats, the Thomason, Porpoise, Christie and Queens, white, maroon and green blades respectively. Any sign of those at all?
Sorry, Mike, I didn't quite hear you because I've got some boat parties going past me.
Okay, what are you seeing on the long reach at the moment?
Well, it seems that they were successfully pulled up to the bank, so there must have been a bump which I didn't quite catch. And Homerton has gone down there as well. Had Lady Margaret Fitz and then Homerton down to long reach.
Okay, so we're seems to have been stuffed up around the Dixon area. I wonder if Eleanor can just run around Dixon down the course a little bit and see what's been going on there. We've seen a bump at the top of the division between Christ and Hughes Hall, but then the boats behind them are unaccounted for. Homerton just being seen on long reach, but where's Corpus Christi and Queen? Any sign of any more boats on and off?
I'm running around the corner right now and I cannot see them. They have like three missing boats. Okay, I'm running down. Yeah, no, there's the aftermath of the bump between Magdalen and first and third, but no sign of Corpus Christi.
The Kim on the long reach. Any sign of them?
Yes, no, I've got a clear river down here. I don't see Corpus or Queens down here or Darwin. So we've got some missing boats here down the river.
So either the cam has split and there's now a new, I don't know, maybe a waterfall that's branching off it, or somewhere along the river there's been some bumps. Can you update us at all, Daniel?
There were no bumps around here, and I've got Huzor and Christ still moored here. That's Huzor M2 bumped on Christ. Otherwise, no sign of Corpus Christi Queen or Darwin, who passed here without there being a bump as the boats passed at Grassy Corner. For Mike.
Wow. Okay, so as far as we know it, the top three boats look good for rowers. LMBC 3, Fitz 2, Emmanuel 3. Christ through a bump by Hughes Hall 2. Homerton, we think we saw them on the long reach. Then Corpus and Queens unaccounted for. The presumption is they've bumped somewhere in our blind spot. Then behind those, Darwin 2, we think was caught by Selwyn 3. But we'll have to confirm that because, again, I think they may have ended up down this mysterious branch of the river can we got six. Emmanuel four, probably gonna be growing over. Yeah.
Okay, I might have seen Corpus Christi. So that boat might be accounted for now.
Whereabouts is Corpus Christi?
Well they've just passed me here down at Long Reach.
Okay.
Any time Queens boat following.
And I found Queens here. I could do a quick interview to find out what happened and what bumping went on, but it looks like Queens have bumped. So they must have bumped Corpus Christi and both have now pulled over.
As suspected then, Corpus Christi 2 bumped by Queens 4. Go have a word, see if they're collecting greenery.
Okay, hi, I'm here with the captain of Queens, who has just bumped Corpus Christi. So how did the bump happen? Was it like, were you really tired or was it okay?
Yeah, it was long race, we just wound it out of the whole course, just showed that, you know, we have more guts than them. Pushed it out.
Oh, brilliant. Well done, everybody. They've all put things that Ivy... Okay, they just said that they got bumped by Corpus Christi earlier in the week, so they were driving now to bump them back again. And they're all looking very happy,
right.
And they've all got that Ivy in their hair, so yeah.
They were bumped by Corpus on Wednesday, so that's settling an old score there. Back, both crews moving nil-pois along the division. So, let's go from there. As far as we know, LMBC 3, row over. Fitz 2, probably row over. Emmanuel M3, row over. Christ 3, bumped by Hughes Hall 2. Homerton, row over. Corpus 2, bumped by Queensborough, just round the backside of Ditton. Darwin 2, probably bumped by Stairwin 3. Emmanuel 4, we think we're going to row over. Churchill 3, bumped by Clare 3. St. Pat's 3, unaccounted for at the moment, likely to row over because behind those, Magdalen 3 were bumped by 1st and 3rd Spar. The beer boats at the back, Sydney, Sussex and Churchill. Kim, did you see, you said that the gap was opening up. Did they manage to stay apart, those two beer boats at the end of the division?
I'm not quite sure.
I think
I believe it's Claire who just passed me down here.
Okay. So, we think probably two rows at the back, but we'll need to confirm that. Now, what we're doing today is you may be aware of a thing called the Pegasus Cup, which applies to May bumps. Now, this was, I actually remember this coming into force. Well, the way this works is they tot up all the scores that each of the colleges have in terms of the positions they've moved. You get a point for being at the head of the river for a day, you get a point for moving up a position, therefore bumping, and a point, and you lose a point for moving down a position. What you then do is you then divide it by the number of boats that you've got and add a multiplier for people who are scared of anything that isn't an integer. And you basically work out which college is the highest scoring, which one has moved into, moved up at enough places, the most places per boat. Now, this doesn't happen during the Lent, so we thought we'd do our own version. Yay. Before this race, at the bottom was Magdalen, who have gone down a combined 11 places so far. You can make that 12 now, having been bumped by first and third. At the top is Homerton, Jesus and Queens, all on 8. Queens, of course, bumped Corpus Christi in that race. That puts them up to 9 and puts them ahead of our little board there. We still haven't divided this by the number of boats, obviously. So at the moment, in terms of total positions moved across all boats, Queen's up 9 in total, Magdalen's down 12. Miserable week for Magdalen, exciting week this week. We will be back in 5 minutes' time with a results update to confirm whether they brought back the division spoons, but for now, let's hand back to the studio.
Thank you.
This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep, every bump, as and when it happens, on 97.2.